The county council, meeting with their leash law task force Wednesday, reviewed three options for upgrading the requirements on dog owners. The council generally favored option two. Under that plan, a dog owner getting a license may also purchase a tag, which allows a dog into all off-leash areas if the owner agrees to obey the rules there. The tag could be revoked if the dog misbehaves or does not respond to voice control. The owner and dog then have to complete a training course and then have the chance to buy another tag in a subsequent year. Brian Bellamy, the county personnel director, who is also at this time the animal control director, said the new plan allows for more off-leash areas.
It gives other entities such as Basin Rec, the municipalities, HOAs, the ability to have an off-leash area. Of course, we'll help them with requirements of that off-leash area, but it just legitimizes what we already have, and it's going to move in the direction of looking for more off-leash areas, greater areas, so that you can have your dogs where they can play, roam, without having to be on a leash.
The task force also recommends beefing up the staff and enforcement by reestablishing an animal control director position and also a new deputy. Council members, though, generally agreed the additional spending there will be looked at this fall's budget discussions. Council member Kim Carson said if they allow more open space or trails for off-leash dogs, they should set the policies first.
It's the chicken or the egg, and we need to get the policies. I feel like the policies come first. We've got to get the policies in place, decide how we're going to have that set up, and then as we possibly obtain open space, we can designate some of those areas depending on the easements and that type of thing. Hopefully we can designate a large open space area.
We can
hopefully
encourage.
We can designate some trails as off-leash.
Council member Roger Armstrong cautioned that deciding what trails are off-leash and which are not is going to be a real hot-button issue.
If you think leash or no leash is a sensitive discussion, telling people that some trails are leash and others aren't is going to be an even more complicated discussion because it's going to foreclose some people from using trails because dogs are off leash.
County Sheriff Dave Edmonds was asked what he can do, and he said enforcement is a very difficult job.
I don't have the deputies to go out and do this. On an ad hoc basis, I can do some. But I can't do the type of enforcement I think that you folks are looking for. I just simply don't have the personnel to do that. I'm overwhelmed with the calls for service that we have regulating people. And I don't mean to come off as condescending. I'm not. But, you know, at the end of the day, everybody loves dogs around here, I think on both sides of the county. And this is a hot-button issue. Just because it's hot-button, it doesn't mean that we don't do anything. That's not what I'm suggesting either. But we are stressed beyond more than what we can do already. We've had personnel reduced at the sheriff's office. You folks are well aware of that.
The leash law applies all over the county, but the sheriff, agreeing with council member David Ure, said the east side is a whole different world culturally. It's a universal practice there to let the dogs run free.
The east side is essentially an open-air kennel. That's just the way it is. And, you know, the culture is dogs run off-leash. That's what they do.
Because they get your sheep, you shoot them.
Yeah, and that's what they do. And frankly, that's been something that really hasn't been a problem. In the 12 years that I've been sheriff, we don't get a lot of complaints. We don't get a lot of problems. They self-regulate themselves. And that's the way it is on the east side of this community. On the west side, it's a little bit different story.
Because we want people taking out their guns and shooting their neighbors.
No. And nor do I. Nor do I. Just for the record. I'm not looking for that either. If they're destroying livestock, I think it's one thing. But, yes, we don't want armed citizens out there destroying dogs.
County Sheriff Dave Edmonds. Brian Bellamy said he will bring a revised dog ordinance to the council on July 16th. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broth.